Thank you for everybody to come out tonight. Hope you had a good day, the Lord's Day today, just a good time. And take God's word tonight. Turn to Mark, St. Mark chapter 10. St. Mark chapter 10. I want to break in at verse number 46. I want to talk to you tonight about blind Bartimaeus. Now, he was once blind, but praise the Lord, now he sees. Amen. And I thought about that. I'm thankful I was once blind, amen, spiritually. But I'm glad that now I see. I'm glad that Jesus is now my Savior, amen. Verse 46 says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timotheus, sat by the highway side, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" Watch number 48. The Bible says, "And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" The Bible says, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.'" And the Bible says, "And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." He followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Preacher, would you open up in a word of prayer tonight for us? Let me just say that. I understand we're in church, and I understand there's many churches around the country, around the world. But you look out at America, and you look around, and there's not many people that want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, Bartimaeus was as blind as could be. We're not really sure how old he was, how long he's been blind. We're not sure, maybe since birth. But Jesus came by, and Jesus healed his body, amen. He not only healed him physically, but praise God Almighty, because of Bartimaeus' faith, he had healed him spiritually, amen. He said, "Thou art made whole," amen, which means he was saved, and he put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord was just on his way to the Passover. There was many, many people following Jesus, the disciples, and a great multitude of people. And I believe Bartimaeus had stopped there many times, but possibly he had heard that all these people, can I say it like this, the religious people, the religious people of the day, were going to go and celebrate and worship God. Amen. Look, let me tell you what. He thought, "Well, maybe I'll get some help along the way. Maybe some people will give me some alms, and maybe some help. Maybe I'll meet some people that can help me out." Look, church, it's not about religion. It's about a personal one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he was along the way. The Bible says there that he said he was by the highway side begging. Begging for alms. He needed help. He had no job. He could do nothing. So he sat and he begged along the side of the road, the highway, when people had went by. And you know, as I was studying this, I thought about something. I thought about how many times have I seen people, and how many times have you seen people along the highway begging for money? Listen, they're out there. Listen, they're all in Cecil County. I see them all the time. We've been in the city of Lancaster. You see them all over the place. They're looking for physical help. They're looking for the needs to be met in their life. But the thing is, they need Jesus Christ. They're out there. They're drug addicts. They're prostitutes. They're drunks. They have no hope in this world whatsoever. Amen. What they need along the highway side is Jesus Christ. Amen. And we need to witness to these people. We need to let them know. I'm not forget. Oh, it's been maybe a year and a half. Well, I guess it's been 2 years ago. I'd come home and come up 40 and make a left there on 272 and I'd see this fella there. He'd always be by the side of the road. He was an older fella, begging for money. And I stopped by and I thought, I got to give this fella something. I went into McDonald's, got a burger and some fries, a little bag, and I had $20 in my pocket. And I thought, well, I shouldn't give it to him, but I'm going to, because he's probably going to spend it on drugs or something. And then I took that and I put a track in there about Jesus Christ, about how to be saved. He's sitting alongside the highway side begging. And I took that, and I had stopped. When the light stopped, I had pulled right up next to him, and I put it out like that. And he acted like he didn't want to take it. And I said, you need to take this. I said, the burger's not going to get you any better. The fries are not going to get you any better. I said, there's a $20 bill in there. It might help you, but there's something in there that will really change your life. And he wouldn't take it. And I just took the bag and I dropped it. I figured since I told him there was $20 in there, he might reach down and get it. Let me tell you what, people are along the side of the highway in 2018 and they're begging today. Church, they need Jesus Christ. Things are not going to help them in the world that we can give them, whether it's money, whatever it is. They need the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what was going to happen to Bartimaeus. Watch. The Bible says he was by the side of the highway side begging. The Bible says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. You see, he had heard about Jesus. I believe he had heard about the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ had done. Now, can I tell you, the Bible didn't say, and when he saw Jesus, because remember, he was blind. He could not see. He said, but when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He never saw any of Jesus' miracles. He never saw anybody that Jesus had helped him out to. He only heard about the Savior. He did not see, but he heard about the Savior. And he put his faith and his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ because he had heard about what he had done to other people. And he put his trust in Jesus that he would heal him physically. Amen. Let me tell you something, Christian. We've never seen Jesus. We never seen him when he died on the old rugged cross at Calvary. We didn't see him when he shed his precious blood for the sins of the world. We didn't get to see him when he rose again on that third and glorious day. Amen. But I tell you what, we've heard about him. We've heard about what Jesus has done. And how do you know that? Because we've got the Word of God in our hands. Amen. We've heard about Jesus Christ. Amen. And listen, that's the most important thing, is about hearing about Jesus Christ. You read the Word of God and you learn more about Jesus. You read the Word of God and you can understand more about the Savior. We've never seen him. But I tell you what, one day we're going to get to see him. Like blind Bartimaeus got to see him that day that Jesus healed his body and his soul. Hey, bless God Almighty, we're going to get to see our Savior one day with our eyes facing his eyes. And we'll see those nail-scarred hands. We'll see that pierced side. We'll get to see our Savior one day. But I'm glad we've heard about him. I'm glad somebody shared the gospel with me, preacher, one day. I'm glad somebody told me I didn't get to see Jesus, but I'm glad they told me about Jesus. I'm glad one day that I heard about the Savior, amen. I'll never forget when my mom was 33 years old and I was 13 that she had passed away. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that a family named the Nichols that lived across the street from my parents knew that my mom was dying and we weren't Christian people. We never been to church, had no desire to go to church, but they told my mom about Jesus Christ, amen, and she got saved. She put her faith and trust in the Lord, and then about 2 months later, my dad got saved, amen. Hey, I'm glad that somebody told my parents about Jesus, amen. We need to share it. We need to get the gospel spread out there because we can't see it. But oh, brother, we can feel his presence and we can hear what Jesus has done through the Word of God. The Bible says he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. The Bible says he began to cry out. He just didn't sit on by the wayside and say, oh, I hope Jesus comes over to me. He just didn't sit there and just say real silently. He cried out. The Bible says he cried out. Let me tell you what. I believe Bartimaeus thought, hey, this could be the only chance. I might only have one more chance for somebody, for this Lord, for this Master, for this Jesus of Nazareth to give me eyesight. So you know what? He was concerned. And the Bible says he cried out. He cried out. Let me tell you what. The Bible says in Isaiah 58:9, it says, "Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shall cry." Cry out, amen. "And he shall say, here I am." Aren't you glad when you cried out to Jesus one day when you were lost and on your way to a devil's hell, you cried out to the Savior? And I'm thankful that he heard my voice. I'm thankful that he didn't have to wait. I'm thankful that he saved my soul, praise God. I cried out to Jesus, praise God. Let me tell you something, God hears our cries. God hears our cries. Don't you ever neglect calling on the Lord Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus didn't. He was blind. He had no hope. There might be times in our lives, Christian, where we feel like we have no hope at times, when we feel like we're down in the darkest, deepest valley, when we feel like there's just no hope left. I'm telling you what, church, cry out to Jesus Christ. Cry out to the Lord, amen, and let him know your needs. He will hear you. He will answer you. He'll be there for you. Cry out to the Lord. The Bible says he cried out and said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." I believe he knew that it was Israel's true Messiah. He said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Watch. The Bible says, "And many, many charged him that he should hold his peace." Bartimaeus, don't bother this man, Jesus. He's on a mission. By the way, he was on his way if you read verse 11, where he was going in Jerusalem. He's on a mission. Don't bother this man. He's got something to do. They say, "Hey, don't cry out to him. Just keep yourself silent." You know, I thought about something. They said, "Don't bother Jesus because he's busy." Let me tell you something. I'm thankful that the Savior is never too busy when I call out to him. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. I don't care if it's 5 a.m. It doesn't matter what it is. He is never too busy to hear our prayers. Amen. Call out to the Lord. It doesn't matter. There'll be times when Satan doesn't want you to do this and Satan doesn't want you to do that. I'm telling you today, call out to the Lord. No matter what he says, no matter what people say, no matter what's going on, go ahead and call out to the Lord. Call out to him. He's never too busy. The Bible says he inclines his ear unto you. Isn't that awesome? Think about that a minute. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe. He hears our prayer. He knows our need. He knows our desire. They said, "Hey, hold your peace. Don't even talk to him." Watch what he did. Can I tell you, he's being persistent. Bartimaeus is being persistent. Watch, he said, "But he cried the more a great deal," which means this time, when he did it the second time, he cried a whole lot more than what he did the first time. I believe he cried out louder. I believe he cried out longer, amen. I believe he cried out with all he had, because let me tell you what, Bartimaeus had no hope. He was absolutely blind, and there's no one that could help him. There was nothing that could help him, only this Jesus of Nazareth. He was being persistent. How many times have you and I have prayed and God hasn't answered prayer yet? How many times? I don't know, you could be like me. There's prayers in my life, church. I'm going to stand here and tell you that I've been praying for years. And I've been praying, preacher, for years about something. And God hasn't answered that prayer yet. Let me tell you something. Be persistent. Bartimaeus was. He did not stop. The crowd tried to get him to stop, but he was very, very persistent. He kept crying out. Whatever your need is, whatever your desire is, you just keep on being persistent. You keep on calling out to the Lord. Hey, it's not our timing when God answers prayer. It's his timing, because he knows exactly the best timing that we need. Amen. He knows exactly when to answer that prayer. And I'm never going to stop praying. I told God, Lord, when you answer this prayer, after you do this, I'm going to just praise you to the day I see you. And then I'll just thank you when I get to heaven. Amen. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to pray a little longer. I'm going to pray a little louder. Amen. And when he answers that prayer, I'm just going to praise you until the day I die. Tell the Lord that. Amen. He'll answer your prayer. He was being persistent. Watch. "Thou son of David, have mercy on me. It's the second time that blind Bartimaeus cried out. The second time he cried out to the Lord, amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Bartimaeus needed healing, and he knew the Lord Jesus was near. Amen. Let me tell you what, I know he's near today. If you're a child of God, and if you're saved today, and you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, he is very near today. It reminds me of a song, I can't remember the words, but Jesus is very near. Amen. He's near you today, and he loves you today, and he cares about you because he's very near today. Very near. Watch number 49. The Bible says, watch what Jesus did. He was walking down there with this great multitude of people. He was on his way to a mission. He was down there with many, many people, and he heard blind Bartimaeus cry out, not once, but twice, very loud, crying out. And the Bible says in verse 49, and Jesus stood still. He stopped walking. He stopped the whole procession. He stopped walking, amen. The Bible says Jesus stopped still, amen. Just stood still right there. He was concerned about that blind beggar. He was concerned about that man on the highway. He was concerned about that beggar. He knew exactly what that beggar needed, and he had called out, and he was concerned. He could have kept on walking. He could have kept on going down the road. Let me tell you what, but he stood still right then and there. Right then and there. The crowds didn't stop him from healing Bartimaeus, not at all. Let me tell you what, that's the kind of loving Savior that we serve. One that wants to hear your prayers. One that will answer your prayers. That's the kind of Jesus, the kind of Savior that we serve today. Satan will do all he can to stop you. He'll do all he can to stop you. The crowds, the worlds, the pleasures of the world, everything. He'll do everything. But the Lord will save you the moment you cry out to him. He's going to heal blind Bartimaeus physically and spiritually. And he stood right there. Watch. He said Jesus stood still, and the Bible says, and commanded him to be called. You know what that tells me? Jesus didn't call out the blind Bartimaeus. He stood right there, and he heard his voice two or three times cry out. But Jesus didn't say, come on over here. He got one of the people, one of the disciples, to tell him to come to Jesus. You know what I thought about church? He wants us to witness for him. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to tell other people to come to Jesus. Amen. Hey, listen, invite them to the house of God. Invite them to church. Hand out a tract. Tell them about Jesus. Jesus said, hey, go get that man and tell him to come here. There's multitudes upon multitudes of people in the world today that need the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, he's not standing still today. He's making intercession for me and for you today. And he wants those people to be saved. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And he wants us to go out as Christians, and we need to remember how good Jesus has been to us. We need to remember that one day heaven is going to be our home. And listen, we'll be throughout all eternity with Jesus. We need to tell other people about that. A lost and dying world out by the highway side begging and pleading for help. All they need is Jesus. That's all they need. That's all I needed one day. I had everything I could have ever wanted. I had everything, but I had a big hole in my heart because I didn't have Jesus Christ. I had this need, this desire, and when I met Jesus, amen, because somebody told me about Jesus, hey, it changed my whole life, amen. Somebody told us about Jesus. Jesus said, commanded him to be called. The Bible says, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, watch this, be of good comfort. Rise, because he calleth thee. Isn't that awesome? Bartimaeus could not see, Bartimaeus had never seen Jesus, but he cried out with loud, long cries. And Jesus said, go get that man and bring him here. And they told him, they said, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. You know what I thought about on this little verse here? It's something great. What does that verse, every time I say it, I mess up when I'm saying it. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The Bible says, rise, he calleth thee. Hey, church, if you're saved today, bless God Almighty, one day he's going to call the church out of this world. Amen. Hey, listen, and we're all going to rise. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the cloud and the airs, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to rise up when he calls us, amen, the dead in Christ, and then we'll go first. Hey, what a reunion in the sky. What a time we're going to have. Amen. And you know what Paul said? Comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another. That gives us hope. That gives us comfort. Bartimaeus is sitting there with no hope. But they came and they got him and brought him to Jesus. The Bible says, and he, casting away his garment, rose. And he came to Jesus. Aren't you glad today the Holy Spirit of God spoke to your heart? Aren't you thankful for the day when you realized you were a sinner on your way to hell and the Holy Spirit of God spoke to your heart and you came to Jesus and he was there for you? He did not put you off and you cried out and you said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you as my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need you. And he saved your soul that day. Aren't you thankful for the day you came to Jesus? But watch what Bartimaeus did. Watch. The Bible says he cast away his garment. Bartimaeus, why would you do that? You use that garment during the day. You ever seen with the big robe on thing on, just put around him? And I'm sure he probably used that garment when people gave him alms. He would stick it in there and just put it in there. And Bartimaeus, why'd you cast that garment away? Because at nighttime, that thing probably kept you warm. And you couldn't go to Walmart and get another one because you had no money, you had no job, you had no hope. Why did you get rid of that garment? Why did you cast that garment away? You know what I thought about? It was important to Bartimaeus. Let me tell you what, he wanted nothing, nothing to hinder him from getting to Jesus Christ. Nothing whatsoever was going to hinder him to get to Jesus Christ. He cast that garment aside, and I believe he ran up there, and he wanted to meet Jesus Christ, amen. He wanted to meet him. Don't you ever let nothing hinder you from coming to Christ. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let the world, the things of the world, stop you from coming to Jesus Christ. Satan will do everything he can to try to make you not have enough time to read the Word of God. If I asked for a show of hands, I bet you I'd get a whole lot of them. Now, I was busy all last week, and I didn't have time to read the Word of God, we would say. Don't let nothing hinder you from getting close to Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus said he threw that garment off and he went to Jesus. He didn't want nothing to stop him. Satan will try to do everything he can to hinder us from staying close to the Lord. Everything. You know, over there in Hebrews, watch. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. And the sin which does so easily beset us, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We get busy in this world in 2018. We get doing things that seems to satisfy us and seems to make us happy and seems to put joy in our heart. But I tell you what, don't let nothing hinder you from staying close to Jesus Christ. Don't do it. Because Satan will bring you down and bring you back. Don't do it. You stay close to the Lord. Bartimaeus took that garment, he cast it off. The Bible says he rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? This is the King of Kings. This is Jesus, the one that knows everything. He said, Bartimaeus, what shall I do for thee? Do you think Jesus knew that he was blind? Absolutely. Do you think Jesus knows what's in your heart and what's in your life today? Absolutely. Do you think Jesus knows the problems and the trials and the heartaches and the headaches and the situations that you're going through today? Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does. The Bible says over there, watch. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye asked Him. He knows your needs. He said, hey, Bartimaeus, what shall I do unto you? You know, I believe He wanted Bartimaeus to go to Him and tell Him exactly what he needed. He wants us to do the same thing, church. Whatever our need, whatever our desire, whatever our hurt is, whatever our wants are, you go ahead and you go to Jesus Christ with them. He already knows what they are, but He wants to communicate with you. Prayer, I believe, is not just praying to God, but I tell you what, I believe in wanting this and wanting that and this and that, and that's good, and we ought to pray for our loved ones, pray for our family, but prayer is communication with the Savior. The more you pray to God, the more you're talking to God, amen. The closer you'll be to Jesus Christ. Amen. Go ahead and pray to Him. What should I do unto thee? The blind man said, Lord, if you look that up, that means my master. My master, expression of personal faith. He didn't say teacher, he said Lord. Let me ask you a question this morning. See your Lord, or tonight, see your Lord and Savior. See your King of Kings tonight. See your personal one-on-one Savior tonight. Do you know Him personally? He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He came right out and told Jesus what he needed. You know, it doesn't matter what your prayers are. You might say, well, this prayer is so small, I don't know if I should pray it. Go ahead and pray it. This prayer is so big, I don't know if I should pray it. You go ahead and you pray it. Doesn't matter how little, doesn't matter how big, Jesus wants to know your needs, amen. And we need to go to Him and let Him know our needs. Because we serve a loving, caring Father that loves us and wants to take care of us. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, watch, go thy way. Bartimaeus, go thy way. And the Bible says that immediately he received his sight. Aren't you glad that the moment you called out to Christ, He saved you just like that? Just like that. We didn't have to worry about it. I wonder if Jesus heard me. He did. We don't have to worry about, was He stupid? No, He wasn't too busy. He heard your prayer and He saved you just like that. Awesome Savior. Awesome God. He said immediately, he received his sight. And the Bible says, and followed Jesus. He followed Jesus. Bartimaeus, you can go home and tell your dad there, or tell your family or your friends, and show them that you can now see you've been healed by the Master. It's good to let them know. It's good to let people know you love Jesus. It's good to let people know how much you care about the Lord. It's good to let them know what's going on and how close you are to God, and let them know all about Jesus that you can. But the most important thing is, church, listen, we need to follow Jesus. He didn't go that way. He followed Jesus. He stayed right with the Savior. How come? Because He healed him. He healed him. He could see. But you know what? The Bible says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thy faith has made thee whole. You know, Jesus didn't say, I took care of you. He did. But you know how he got his eyesight back? You know how he could see again? Because he had faith in the one that he called upon. You know how we get saved? How we're born again? Because we have faith in the one that we called upon. Amen. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Amen. We've got faith. The Bible says, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received the sight and followed Jesus in the way. He was so happy what the Savior did. And by the way, that when the Bible says thou hast been made whole, if you look that up, I love to look some of these words up. It means to rescue from danger or destruction. That's what the word whole means. Look it up. And immediately received the sight. Thy faith has made thee whole. He not only healed him physically, but because of Bartimaeus' faith in the Lord, he healed him spiritually, amen. He not only sees, amen, that he can see everything, but now he has Jesus as his Savior. His faith, amen, made him whole. Saved him from destruction and hurting. That's called a place called hell. A place called hell. He doesn't have to worry about that no more. Church, if we have faith in the Lord and we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we don't have to worry about a place called hell. I've been listening to David Jeremiah try to every morning. He's going through the book of Revelation. And I'll tell you what, let me tell you something. There's times when that man preaches the word of God and he starts talking about what's going to go on and I have tears coming out of my eyes because it's going to be one terrible time for the unsaved, for those that are religious but don't have a relationship. When the rapture happens, they will not get a second chance. They're going to go through pure hell, worse than they've ever seen or ever thought of in their life. It's going to be a terrible time. You better know Jesus today. You better put your faith and trust in Him. Bartimaeus did. There's one little thing I want to share and I'll be done. The Bible says he's followed Jesus. And the Bible says in the way. In the way. I tell you, I love the King James Version. You study that out. In the way. He followed Jesus. He not only followed the way and he went with Jesus and followed the Lord, but the Bible says in the way. That means two things. That means a traveled way, a road, the way that Jesus went. He followed Jesus. But you know what it also means? It means a course of conduct. That's what it means. Study it out. Go to your concordance. A course of conduct. It means your thoughts, your ways. It means what? Well, what's the old version? What would Jesus do? Or walking with Jesus daily. If He saved your soul, we not only need to follow Him, but we need to go in the way. You know what that means? People can look at you and me, and they can say, hey, there's something different about that person. There's something different about that man or that woman. There's something different about him. He's not like the world. Because we're following Jesus in the way, our thoughts, our actions, our words, and our deeds. Head bowed, eyes closed. Can you guys get a song for us?